Give me a gig, man. I did all my learning in the clubs, playing 8 sets a night. It's real killer stuff, going in at 9 p.m. and leaving at 6:30 in the morning without days off. Doing that for a year and a half is always fun. I started playing at nightclubs on bass just before I turned 16. I kept doing that until I joined Weather Report. First thing Joe said to me was that he wanted that Florida sound, so I recorded Cannonball and one other, strictly as a sideman. Alfonso Johnson had already left the band, and even though I didn't realize that Joe was auditioning bass players. I mean, it wasn't like my first gig by a long shot. I'd done tons of professional things, but this is the first notoriety with a jazz band or whatever you call this kind of music. I wasn't going to come out with anybody playing records until I did something on my own. So I made my solo record, and then I decided to come out and work. I've done lots of gigs. I played with Wayne Cochran and the CC Riders for a long time, but never recorded with him. I played with Paul Blay in Fort Lauderdale, Miami. I played with Temptations, Nancy Wilson, Johnny Carson, Bob Hope, anybody, comedians, show gigs. That's where I learned all my reading and show gigs. I just went out on all gigs. I just always had big ears. I never had any money, so I had to work, and I caught on quick. I considered myself as much a writer as a bassist. I've always done both. The people at Epic probably got a little more than they bargained for when they signed me. They knew they had some guy who could play a lot of bass, but they didn't know they had a writer as well. I could have signed a big contract, gotten a fat advance, and then have to do everything I was told, but I didn't. I figure you do the work, then you get paid. I'm self-taught, I can read, man. But yeah, self-taught, it's easy. All you gotta do is be offered a show gig when you don't know how to read anything, and that's the only way you can make money. Then you learn how to read overnight. You concentrate and learn by ear, trial and error. That's how I learned. At first I just played what was on the radio, you know, a lot of times. You don't even tell what the bass player is. Now I know, of course, Herbie was a big influence on me. James Brown, people like that, the Beatles, Sinatra. Sinatra's a killer. He was a really big influence on me because that tone of his voice is the same range I play in. It's a sort of baritone tenor sort of range. I'll just be sort of playing in there. When I get in that range, I'm just really singing and concentrating on the quality of each note. That's what's hard, not really how fast I'm playing. I'm thinking of each note as it goes by and really trying to get the most out of each note. My greatest inspiration has been singers. They have the ability to get personal. When I play the bass, most people can usually tell it's me because of the kind of personal thing I try to get in my tone. As far as practice, well, over the years, you gotta practice triadic stuff. This is what bass players haven't practiced, therefore it sounds like I'm doing something sort of new, when in fact it probably is. But I just don't know because I only hear piano players warm up, and you hear piano players take a solo or anything, and that's just really playing triadically. And that's the hardest thing to do in a bass, play in triads, to play fast in triads, because it's so physically hard to do. So you work in triads scale-wise. You practice dominant triads or major seventh triads. You just run through any diatonic scale, just running arpeggios off every chord member of that scale. That's some of the hardest work that you've got to get on the bass, and just the different ways you can do it. Going across all four strings and trying to keep your hand in one position as long as possible, and of course then knowing the best place to change over. There aren't any books you can buy to learn how to do that. It's physically hard, and when you get the strength, you can start to play. That's what's so good about playing every night. For years, when I put in all those ridiculous hours where I'd hate to think I'd ever have to do that again. But if I hadn't done that, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm up to. You've got to have that strength. And you don't get that practicing at home. That's just on-the-job training. When you think about it, I went all the way until after playing with Cochran. I quit Wayne's band, and I never practiced. And I was already playing all sorts of stuff. I never practiced. Maybe right at first trying to figure out what the notes are in the bass. Outside of that, I never really practiced. Outside of knowing where the notes were and playing in different keys, that was it, man. I just went out and worked. And that didn't take but a couple of days to do that. And all you have to do is think mathematically. Everyone is always trying to think too musically. You've got to get the basic mathematics down, and then you go anywhere from there. After Wayne, I practiced for a couple of years, maybe in just 1 year, but pretty hard. A couple, maybe a few hours a day. Anything from 1 to 2 4-hours a day, I put in some really strong time, but I concentrated in such a way where other people would probably have to put in 20 hours for every one of mine. When I concentrate, nothing else even exists. You get so involved, and it's like a motor skill. It's completely bam in your hand, and there's no way of really losing it. You might lose the adeptness of just really having a good technique, but you really won't lose the moves. And then you're gone, the motor skills down, and you start thinking melody. Maybe you know how to go elsewhere. It's all in the hands. In order to get that sound, you have to know exactly where to touch the strings, exactly how much pressure to apply, and you have to learn to feel it. And then it just sings. Something happened to me when my daughter was born. I stopped listening to records, reading downbeat, things like that, because I didn't have the time anymore. It wasn't bad. That's why my sound is different. But there was something else. A new personality being born made me see that it was time for my music personality to be born. There was no need for me to listen to records. I knew music. I had the makings of a musician. Now I had to become one. My daughter made me see all this because she was depending on me. I wasn't going to let her down. So it was really the influence of my family that got me to play. I had to be pragmatic about it, and they inspired me to actually get down to doing things. That's why I call my music family music. There's so much involved than just playing the notes. I mean, a chimpanzee can learn to do what I do physically, but it goes way beyond that. When you play life. And my family is my main influence on my life. They're the main influence on my music.